Now I'm joined by Dana Hansen, the Southwest Livingston boys basketball coach. And, Coach, you had a pretty busy week. Starting Tuesday, you played Bishop LeBlanc. Can you tell us how that game went?
Actually, that was last Saturday. We played in the third-place game at Richmond Tournament last Saturday. And that game, we came out not playing very well in the first half. Found ourselves behind at halftime, 30-17. And then we came out second half, second quarter, and kind of put things together, did a better job defending, and also had a big part of it, a big hand in it was Mac Anderson. We outscored LeBlanc 22-6 in the third quarter to take the lead. Then they were able to tie it in regulation, and then we outscored them in the overtime 7-6, mainly behind, or excuse me, 7-5, mainly behind Mac Anderson. He scored 6 of our 7 points in that overtime period and finished with 34 for the game.
You got to be pretty excited the way your team performed in that Richmond tournament, finished in third place, I believe, and you were one of the smaller schools in that tournament.
We were the smallest school in that tournament, and we only played Wellington the first night, and we played an excellent game against them, probably the best game we've had all year. Then we had the tall task of playing the host Richmond, and they're a very talented group and have good depth. And, you know, they're a 3A school, and we're a 1A. And so, you know, we hung with them for a little while, but then the second half they pretty much took over. And then to play LeBlanc, who's a 2A, I'm glad that we came through with that victory for the third place.
All right, then you matched up with Tri-County on Tuesday. How'd that game go for your Wildcats?
Well, we came out shooting kind of cold in that game, kind of like we did against LeBlanc. And I think one of our stat for that first quarter, we shot 3 of 18. And it's pretty tough to beat anybody if you shoot like that. But still, our defense was solid, and it was 7-7 at the end of the first quarter. And then with 2 minutes to go, we were up by 4, and we kind of turned up the pressure a little bit defensively and went on an 11-0 run to close the half out and lead by 15. We were up at the end of third quarter, we were up 46-23, and so fourth quarter I put my bench in, but you know, Tri-County's a very aggressive club and very scrappy, and they whittled it back down to 12 points before I could get my starters back in to kind of restore order in the last couple of minutes.
All right, and then Friday you matched up with South Harrison. Can you tell us how that game went?
Well, that game, I don't want to be too critical, but we had a hard time. Actually, we had a hard time finding officials for that game. Had an official cancel out on us, and lost another one to, I don't know what the reason was. So we were trying to dig around, and we found a couple officials, and unfortunately, the calls didn't go our way. Mac Anderson, my leading scorer, had 3 fouls in the first quarter. And normally I would take a player out, you know, after they've gotten 2.5. But I've tried to trust him. He's a veteran player. He's a senior. And unfortunately, he picked up his 3rd foul. So we were still ahead at the end of the first quarter, 7-6. Again, another low-scoring quarter. And then only down by 5 at halftime without him in the game. We started the second half, had him back in. Chase Neptune, my point guard, stepped up and took over the scoring load. He scored 9 of his 20 points in that third quarter and staked us back into the lead. We were up 3 going into the last frame. Unfortunately, though, during that third quarter, Mac Anderson picked up his 4th foul. And so we had sent him to the bench again. Fourth quarter, we tried to come back. We got behind early and tried to come back, and South Harrison did an excellent job from the free throw line down the stretch. They hit 5 of 6 free throws, and Mac Anderson scored 9 of our points in the fourth quarter. 9 of his 18 came in that one quarter. So obviously he's very valuable to us, and without him in the game, we were kind of hamstrung. But I, you know what, my guys did a great job of maintaining and coming back and holding us close. So, you know, it was very encouraging how the rest of my players played.